It started out as a normal work day for Michelle Fisher and Roxanne Mata until the stork showed up.
All I heard was, and when I turned back, the baby was in the bailiff's arm and Michelle had the feet in the umbilical cord. So it happened really fast.
My intention was never to help deliver a baby. I was just going to see if she needed any assistance.
Roxanne and Michelle are talking about the morning back in February when they helped deliver a baby in the main lobby of the Edelman Children's Court. A first. Both women work for Crittenden Services for Children and Families, and they were at the courthouse with clients when the pregnant woman went into labor.
I just asked the mom, are you okay? Can we get you a chair? Can you sit down? And then while I was talking to her, her water broke.
Michelle tells me she's taught childbirth classes, but she's never delivered a baby. And here they were in the middle of a very crowded courthouse lobby.
We tried to get her over to the side the best we could, away from the crowd, so she'd have some privacy. And we had to get, some of her clothes off so we could see what was happening. And before we knew it, a baby came. Sheriff helped me catch the baby because literally she would have just dropped to the floor if we hadn't have been right there.
While all of this was going on, Roxanne was trying to get people to put their cell phones away.
I decided to turn around and do crowd control. And I was like, hey, everybody move back, give her privacy, come on. People were taking out their cell phones, trying to record and take pictures. I just kind of redirected them like, hey, this is a very intimate moment between, a mom and their child, and I'm really sure she doesn't want to be recorded.
And the baby was fine?
The baby was. She came out. We caught her. One of the bystanders handed us a blanket from her own child.
You automatically want to hear the baby crying, and we didn't hear the baby crying. So I was like, oh my God. So I was just, praying like, please let that baby be okay, let it be breathing. But it went nice. It was really smooth.
We are proud to name Michelle Fisher and Roxanne Mata as the KNX Heroes of the Week. Diane Thompson, KNX 1070 News Radio.